Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Under the Cherry Tree, a new Phantom City podcast. We'll be chatting primarily about anime and animation, manga, and a variety of games, novels, and dramas. We'll occasionally discuss some non-Japanese animation, like not necessarily like Disney movies, but some Disney shows may get in there, graphic novels, and Japanese and Korean dramas. More good stuff. So, let's get the ball rolling with some introductions, you know. I am your host, the Phantom City artist, graffiti person. I do art, okay? That's my point. Cat.
And I am the self-appointed mayor, the Phantom City mayor, Shell.
We had no vote. And today, we'll be chatting about the magical girl hit. Now, that may be subjective. Puella Magi Madoka Magica. I sure do hope that's not subjective. And here we go. So how about we also give you a little background info on us that don't include our address. So, Shell, how did you get into anime? What was the first anime you've watched or remember?
Okay, I got into anime because it used to come on TV, you know, a random anime show would come on TV after school, or sometimes Saturday mornings. I remember, I don't know exactly the first one I watched, but I do remember watching Speed Racer and Battle of the Planets. I will say that I grew up, I started off my life, my love for anime, watching poorly dubbed anime.
Haven't we all?
I grew up in that era. No, you don't know.
No, I've seen Speed Racer. I know how bad it is. It Funimation didn't even give me the benefit of redubbing it.
And you?
Do I have to answer
your question too?
No, you don't. I'm sure you know what era she's in. I'm joking. I got into anime from the womb.
Pretty much.
The first anime I've watched was Dragon Ball Z because Mama and Papa used to just sit me down and watch it, you know? Imagine being just one, maybe even a few months old, and all you ever see is Vegeta. That's it. That's your first introduction to TV, Vegeta. Kakarot, that's it.
Yep. You started off with some good ones.
So yeah. Shush. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I didn't hate it.
Right.
All right. So how did you get into manga? And what was the first manga you've read or remember?
Now, I'm a late bloomer in manga. I got into manga recently in the past few years. I remember reading a couple of your manga, perusing some of your manga. And Mints. Mm-hmm. I believe the first one I actually cracked open and gave a shot was either Vampire Knight or Read or Die.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one that I ever like this is me, I gotta try this out. Mm-hmm. Say I Love You and Gangsta.
Mm.
You know, both of those, the anime ended before the manga ended.
Right.
So, of course, I wanted to know what happened next. So, and now I probably read more manga than I read read other novels.
Right.
Now you can't stop me. Now I got them piled up.
She won't read an actual novel, but there are times where the manga will wait for a month for her.
I do read them. I read them all.
I got into manga because Mint was into manga, and I just find them around the house. But I don't think it was just that. I think one day I was like, I want to know what happened. There must have been something I was watching that had ended weird, or I was just like, I want to know what happened. And I ended up in the manga section in the library for whatever reason. I can't remember what my first manga was. I do remember I used to read Naruto a lot. I think it was mostly like shoujo that I would skip. So maybe Fruits Basket was like my first manga or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always something where I didn't understand manga and that skipping a volume didn't mean skipping one chapter. So I'd skip a volume and open up the next one like, what's happening? Where are we? Where are we? What are we doing? Even Sailor Moon might have been my first one, because I was curious about it, having not been alive around the time that it was popular. That I just, it wasn't my magical girl. Wedding Peach. I don't know now. I'm so lost.
Because your first, I remember buying manga for you when you were in first grade.
Dang.
Because you requested it.
Well, dang. Well, now I don't know. Do you have a favorite anime, manga, or genre?
Well, my favorite genre, we'll get that right out the way, is mecha.
Of course it is.
Mecha, then probably shoujo, surprisingly.
I like fantasy. Fantasy has always been my favorite genre.
I can finish go after you.
I was just saying, sometimes science and fantasy helps.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes I don't just read science, because then I'm like, it's too real. It can happen tomorrow.
It's really hard to lock myself in a favorite, but I do know that if a mecha comes on, I am going to sit down and watch it. But I like a good sports one. Mm-hmm. And
Prince of Tennis.
Prince of Tennis, yes. And I've grown from Prince of Tennis. And ooh, give me a good sports and shoujo in love. Right. Princess Nine, and I'm in heaven. favorite anime. Once upon a time, Dragon Ball Z was my favorite anime. But I love Say I Love You. Say I Love You and Inuboku are two anime that I watch over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I gangsta. So I might not be able to lock myself. Gundam, Iron Blooded Orphans. Mm-hmm. I love that anime. Right. So, and manga, D. Gray Man and Devil's Line.
Yeah, those are good. I gotta go back to genre real quick. You know, I like mystery. I mean, I like fantasy. I like mystery. I like fantasy, but shoujo was always my go-to. I liked reading romance crap, even though the romance was super cliche, and I probably secretly hated every protagonist because I was like, why are you so dumb? What are you doing? Excuse me. But shoujo always has a special place in my heart. I'm like, this is so cute. These are bad society norms that I enjoy, but oh my god. My favorite anime is boy, that's a good question. I think it might be the Danganronpa 3 anime. I love that crap. I haven't been able to rewatch it yet because I'm afraid of everything, but that's some good stuff. My favorite manga is Case Closed / Detective Conan, because I keep buying that whenever it gets released here. Every time it is finished translating, Amazon has my $7.
Right. It's to the point where we get an alert when the new Amazon is like, hey, guess what's up?
Right. Yep, exactly. So always Case Closed has been in my life all my life. Sitting here 5-6 years old watching the anime, even though I probably shouldn't have been watching murder at that age,
let's get this out in the open right now. When it came to anime, I may have been a bad mother and role model, but
I didn't say it was
your fault. I'm just saying. So when you start talking about as the series progresses, and you start talking about anime you watched when you were 6 years old, people going, "What?"
I don't. Well, maybe. Yeah. So that's basically our background information. You have my life story now. So what are you reading?
What am I reading right now?
Yeah.
I am reading D. Gray Man. I am on volume 22, I think. I am reading The Gray Man and I am reading Devil's Line.
Did you say volume 2?
22.
Okay, I was going to say what?
And I'm reading To All the Abandoned Sacred Beasts.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. No, keep going.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Oh, is that it? Is that it?
No, it wasn't.
Nah, just name the ones that, like, you really, like, are, like,
that I'm actually committed to and waiting for spring.
Okay.
So I had to throw a shoujo in there.
Okay. I am reading Case Closed 68. No, that was the last one I finished. I need to get on that My Hero Academia Volume 15. Catch up on some One Piece. I'm I finished book 25 of Kimi ni Todoke or something. You know, some
waiting
good,
for the next one to come out.
Right, some good from me to you. That finale should be phenomenal. I love romance.
I don't know how I didn't drop that one in. I love that one. That's my favorite shoujo.
Right, that one.
Say really I love good. You was my favorite shoujo manga, and then I started reading Kimi ni Todoke and Say I Love You. I'm sorry. Say I Love You got pushed to the side.
I still like
Say I Love You, but Kimi ni Todoke was just like, okay.
Kimi ni Todoke is like my kryptonite. I'll do anything for a fluff story.
I know.
Like, Say I Love You has the angst, which is fine, but fluff, man, and Kimi ni Todoke, it's like, oh my gosh. This is adorable.
And then I love reading the sidebars, too. I like reading what she did.
Sometimes I get so into the story, I don't even notice there's a sidebar. Oh, man. What do you watch?
Attack on Titan.
All right. Yeah. So y'all know that time where, spoiler alert, erase your ears real quick.
Well, maybe most of the, let's put out there right now, we're behind those who watch Attack on Titan and sub because we chose to wait for it in dub.
Yeah.
So
to all y'all, what the heck was that guy's name? Y'all see Titan Rice's not face? Because I did, and I hated it.
That was a nightmare right there.
I was like, oh, you know, pretty animation really takes you somewhere. I see why Connie looks like a blob now. Y'all put all your time into that monstrosity.
Right. And I'm watching Haikyuu.
Oh, man. What am I watching? Do I watch TV anymore? I'm watching Do Ra 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 again. That's what I'm doing. I am.
That's a good one to rewatch.
Yeah, I'm rewatching Do Ra Ra Ra. Y'all should watch it. It takes some time to get there because it shows you the point of view of everybody, but it's worth it. It's always worth it.
And I am finally getting back into One Piece. I won't lie, I stopped watching it. I hope it's not a spoiler for
news. It's not the spoiler anymore.
Oh, it's not a spoiler.
It's been like a year.
My favorite non-team character is died. Bird. And I can't. I love Ace. I'm sorry. And I stopped watching it because of Ace.
He's been dead for like a year.
A year dubbed.
Right, exactly. A year dubbed. So we're episode 700 something and stuff. He's been dead for like 3 years. You just dragging out the inevitable.
So I'm finally catching up.
Ripping it off like a slow band-aid or something. And the slower you rip it off, the more it hurts, you know?
I know it does. It really does. I guess we should put out there, we never said, as anime viewers, I watch anime and dubbed and subbed. If it's available and dubbed, I probably will go that way first.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched series both ways, subbed and dubbed.
Mm-hmm.
But like the newer, like if I'm used to it, dubbed like Attack on Titan, mm-hmm. I keep watching it dubbed. But I watch subbed and dubbed.
Right. I also watch something dubbed. If I have a choice, I will choose dubbed only because I have a choice. If I'm really interested in it, I'll more than likely just go and watch the sub, especially if I have access to the sub, then I'll just sit down. It's just the fact that my attention span is the size of a grain of rice. So, you know, they'll start talking and I'll be all like, I only know how to say hello in Japanese, and I will tune them out. It's not even like I'll hear them talking and do something. I will tune them out. I won't hear anything. And then I'm like, oh, why is someone dead? That's what I'll do. But yeah, even more background about us.
Right. Because, you know, because I, you know, I love all the voice actors, the Japanese voice actors and the American voice actors. So it's easy to watch them. If you see an anime coming out and it's not available in dubbed, but you see who the voice actors are, or even if it just sounds like a good show, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch this.
And with me, the voice actors have been in my life all my life since I was little. So I'm always all like, my childhood will never die. No, my old voice actors are like doing something else or like only voicing in video games. So it's not that great enough, but I'm living. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'll watch more subbed anime or something. All right, so since we're past that, I'm sorry. You've been looking at any otome or visual novels?
Well, yeah, I do some of the Voltage otome. And you know, I got some visual novels off Steam. What am I doing right now? I guess like everybody, I do play a little bit of Samurai Love Ballad. Unfortunately, right now I'm not as committed to otome games as I used to, as you know, this lately, the past month or so.
It's cool. Yeah, it's been a while, you know. Back in the day, we used to be like all up in it, but now, for me, Mystic Messenger got an update. It hasn't gotten like a big, like, oh, we got a Halloween story update, but it's got an update.
They added Spanish language option.
So,
on my Mystic Messenger is one of those ones that you can go back and you don't mind reading over and over again. Yeah. I love Mystic Messenger. That might be my favorite.
That one was a really good one. Like, you know what happens, but still really fun to sit through it again. I spoiled myself and bought max speed, so I definitely skipped the first 4 days. I could never live through it the same. I'm like, shut up. Get to the good stuff. Also, other than Mystic Messenger, I've been playing Hive Swap Friends. yeah, for people who know what Homestuck is, it's that.
Have you finished Backstage Pass yet?
No, because you were hating on my young love.
I mean, he was young. I wasn't hating on your love. You know, he was
You called young. Me a cradle robber, and he's like my age in real life.
Yeah, but not in Backstage Pass life.
No, he's not. He's younger than me in real life, which makes it weirder. Yeah, you called me a cradle robber. I wasn't enjoying that.
I called your character a cradle. Your main character is a cradle robber, not you per se.
I felt like a cradle robber. And I knew when I saw him, I just didn't want to go for the cliche of dating my best friend or dating the older guy or dating the tsundere. So I was like, you're all
so
I
have. So you go for the cliche of dating the school
I didn't know
boy.
He was younger than me. He wasn't in school and he looked like he was like, I dropped out of school. I thought that's what we were doing. It wasn't what we were doing. I found out later he was like extra young and I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? He's not like 17. He's not like about to go into college. Yeah, so I just been afraid. Okay, so I think we're done with our tangent of my backstory.
Right.
Yeah, I got through my tragic 60 episode anime backstory. Let's get to the good stuff of Madoka Magica. Okay, so Puolamagi Madoka Magica is a TV series produced by Shaft and Aniplex. It was directed by Akiyuki Shinbo and written by Gin Urobuchi, with original character designs by Ume Aoki, character design adaption by Takahiro Kishida, and music by Yuki Kajura.
Whoa, did I type that?
I did it.
Kajura is what I'm sorry. Okay, Ms. Kajura, I probably ruined butchered your last name.
It was aired by MBS and TBS in Japan, and Netflix aired it here in the America, and probably the other America, you know, and everywhere else. But, so, Madoka Magica is an original video adaption and has a manga adaption and various spin-off manga series published by Hobunsha and licensed here in North America by Yen Press. So if y'all want to read that manga, go ahead. There are video game adaptions and 3 movies, 2 of which recap the main story and the 3rd which gives a separate alternate ending, which ruined my life and probably yours if you've seen it. I saw it on stream. I watched it on Netflix when it came out, and I don't buy discs anymore. I haven't bought a disc since like Full Metal Panic, when that was a thing. So when Genion was still alive. And Shell also watched it stream. We both watched it on Netflix. Yes. I've seen it multiple times though.
I've seen it once.
I watched Madoka Magica because back in like 2012 or something, I'll give it 2013. I would sit on Netflix and just scroll through forever looking for whatever anime I could binge. And Madoka Magica just happened to be one. I think I like been curious about it because I saw a clip of it that was super unrelated to what I was looking at, and I forgot about it. But on Netflix, I was like, hey, this looks familiar. I watched it. 3rd episode ruined my life, but I kept going. What about you?
I watched it because you asked me to watch it.
You right, because you don't watch Magical
Girls. I don't like Magical Girls at all. I don't like Sailor Moon. I don't like Magical Girls.
Which is fair. I don't know about Sailor Moon. I can't give you Sailor Moon, but this one was kind of like, I can see why you don't like Magical Girls. I can even see Sailor Moon. They're kind of young. They're doing a lot for being 15. You know, not even 15. Middle school.
It's not even that. Did a lot on Neon Genesis. I just don't like Magical Girls. I don't know why. It's just something about Magical Girls that I don't like.
Well, here we go then. So, here we go into the plot. The story follows a group of female middle school students who choose to become magical girls and must battle surreal enemies called witches. However, they consequently learn of the anguish and perils associated with their newfound roles. Thanks, Wikipedia. Here are the cast and the characters. Madoka Kaname is our main character. She is voiced by Ai Yuki and Christine Marie Cabanos. I'm so sorry. Madoka is the main protagonist of the series and is the main one that Kyubey would like to become a magical girl, but is always forced out of the choice by her classmate Homura. Homura Akemi is voiced by Chiwa Saito and Christina V. Homura is seen to be the main antagonist of the series and tries to express what's best for her friends without fully telling them the whole story, because we all know that some good old, what's the word? I already forgot. My quip is failing. Lying by omission is not the way to go. There we go. Telling the whole story and coming off as a cold person, only looking out for herself. Homura's that girl.
Yeah.
Sayaka Miki is voiced by Eri Kitamura and Sarah Ann Williams. She is Madoka's best friend and heavily inspired to become a magical girl because of Mami and how she could help her friend with her wish if she chose. She is the first girl in the group to be consumed by grief and to become a witch. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert, I guess, but it's been like 7 years. All right, you too far into the clock, I suppose. You should have known what you were going into when you came here. Mami Tomoe is voiced by Kari Mizuhashi and Carrie Karenin. I'm so sorry, Carrie. So Mami is a veteran and first magical girl Madoka and Sayaka meet and encourages them to join her. She's real adamant about it. It's kind of weird. She's not in the series for long before she is killed off due to her cockiness and battle trying to impress Madoka and Sayaka with her skills. Did we write these? Did I write this?
Didn't you? Or I don't know.
I thought I... Now I don't know. Maybe I did write that. I don't know now. I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. These notes are... I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with them. It's just like these notes are from a while ago that I can't remember. I think I wrote this. If I didn't, I'm sorry. I'm stealing your credit, Wikipedia. Kyoko Sakura is voiced by Ai Nonaka and Lauren Landa. Kyoko is also a veteran magical girl who comes to the city when Mami dies. Trying to take her place, though starting out not so close, Sayaka and Kyoko become much closer, and Kyoko even sacrifices herself to stop Sayaka in her witch state. I don't think I wrote these. Sorry, Wikipedia. And Kyubei, voiced by Emery Kaito and Cassandra Lee. Kyubei is a being posing as a typical familiar who grants the wishes of potential magical girls in return for power. He is a part of a species that claims to use the magical girls as a way to save the universe. So, now you know, everybody. I was hoping you did if you came here. But if you're interested now, hello. Did you have a favorite or least favorite character?
Okay. Did I have a favorite character? Homura was my favorite character. Mm. Did I have a least favorite character? No, I had three least favorite characters. Mm. Madoka.
Uh-huh.
Sayaka.
Uh-huh.
And Kyubei.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't stand them.
Well, yeah, that works. I can see why. My favorite character... I didn't have a favorite character. I thought everybody was the same, honestly. I didn't have anybody that I put above everybody, is what I'll say. Nobody shined the brightest to me, if I gotta say. I might be mad at Homura because of the third movie, but I don't know. My least favorite character, I forgot Kyubei was in the movie or was in the show for some reason. I don't know why. I was thinking of the magical girls. Mami would have been my least favorite character. Her cockiness did get her killed. Nobody told you to be dumb, girl. Nobody likes to show off. That witch didn't, that's for sure. What did you think of the story?
I thought the story had potential. I'm cool with where they were going with it, especially knowing that basically they are being tricked by Kyubei to do this. I don't like that it took Homura so long to come out with why she was trying to stop this. And I didn't like Sayaka. Her sacrifice was stupid, so it bothered me.
But it was like the sacrifice a middle schooler would make.
So it would bother me because I'm not, a middle schooler. And I was a selfish middle schooler when I was, so I wouldn't have made that sacrifice. Not for a boy that didn't like me like that.
Look, man, I'm still mad at What's-Her-Face who came in. Like, let me get some of that violin action.
I know,
Excuse you. And why are you letting her get some of that violent action?
Why aren't you stepping up and claiming your man if you're going to do this? I didn't just sacrifice my life for you.
Not only that, like, why didn't her man go, excuse you, do I know you?
I mean,
Sayaka was his friend when they were little, and she stopped coming over, and he was like, life is fine, my arm is fixed.
Right. I mean, he got what he needed, and he just, like...
He
didn't know that what she did for him to get better. But he did, when he was better, it was like, who?
Right. Sayaka who?
The story had me... aside from not liking magical girls, I just don't... Well, we'll get to that in the ending. But the story was all right.
I liked the story. Especially since I watched it when I was a youngin. And I thought that it was interesting because I had watched Wedding Peach. And I think I had watched Sailor Moon before I watched it. Or I knew about Magical Girls before I had watched it. It wasn't my first introduction to Magical Girl. So I was like, I'll like it because I like watching pretty transformations and fighting the bad guys and whoosh whoosh, I'm in a floofy dress as I kick your behind. And then third episode, mommy got her head lopped off and I was like, what am I watching? I kept going after that. And then Sayaka lost her mind. And when she was just killing crap just to be killing crap, it was like, boy, is that how you lose sanity? And I thought it was like a really good way of showing it, you know, through the shadows, through the acting, just the way that she was animated and moved around, the dialogue. Was Sayaka cracked from the pressure of I'm not human anymore? I just gave away my whole entire humanity to save people, and the person that I did it for, that I sacrificed myself for, doesn't even realize that I'm not hanging around anymore.
Right.
So when she turned into a witch, it was like a big surprise when I first watched it. But like, rewatching it, it was like, I'm not surprised why you turned into a witch. It was a lot to handle. She knew it wasn't gonna happen when it happened. She was just like, this is it. The music for When Sayaka is a Witch is bomb, though. I love that song. But yeah, and I like the character development. Kyoko and Sayaka were like enemies, but Kyoko was the first one to go and try to help her and snap her out of it, even though there was no snapping her out of it. It was a good introduction of magical girls turn into the magical, you know, magical girls mature into this magical being of a witch, you know, and nobody ever thought of it like that.
Right. And stinking Kyubey didn't tell him.
Right. He was like, if I told you, you wouldn't have done anything. And I felt like that should have been more of a reason for Madoka to be all like, I don't want to be a magical girl. My friend mm-hmm. just turned into a witch and now she has to get killed. And it's more, you know, mommy didn't know that she was killing fellow magical girls. Nobody knew that they were killing fellow magical girls except our main antagonist. And I think that's just the thing about it, though, that
I like how they consider Homura the main antagonist. Kyubey is an antagonist.
Yeah, as a, I know, it said it was she was perceived, right. Yeah, perceived as the main antagonist. So Homura knew because of her magic ability. But I thought it was just cool the way that, like, this isn't your typical magical girl show. It's very psychological. It's very, what if this happened to a bunch of children? Which makes it, like, a whole new kind of story. These are kids who are doing this crap. And it has to be kids for some reason. This weird predator cat thing won't stop targeting little girls.
Right. And not just kids, little girls.
And that just makes it all the weirder.
I know, right?
Yeah, did you like the ending?
No! No, I did not. But, you know, I don't like... I know people, you know, everybody like a good martyr story, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody like a story where the person sacrifices themselves to save people or to save the world or what have you. But I do mm-hmm. not like stories where people not just sacrifice themselves, but totally erase themselves from existence.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then to have her mother sitting there like, I think someone's missing and I don't know who. No, I don't. I didn't like the ending.
Mm. We had taken too long when I had gotten her to watch Monica Magica because Rebellion was there the day we watched it. And the 3 days it took us to finish it, because she's slow. And then once we finished it and I had my notes ready and I was like, we got to watch Rebellion so that way you can like learn more about this end. And Netflix was like, we ain't got that no more. Who's Rebellion?
It was gone like a week later, wasn't it?
I was like, excuse you, Netflix, you can't have Monica Magica and then not have all three movies. I want to watch the third, because that movie was good. It was just like spine chilling, you know?
Oh, okay.
It was good. It gave a an alternate ending to Madoka becoming the god of the world. I don't know I prefer that ending. Huh?
What happened?
Homura is taken to an alternate, like, sorry, listeners, if I'm, like, butchering this, y'all can clarify it better than me, probably. But Homura's in her regular world with everybody else, except mm-hmm. witches don't exist. They're like nightmares or something. Mm-hmm. So her and the other magical girls take their time chasing down like nightmares for people and getting them out of people's dreams and blah, 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 blah. And as things break down, you see a lot of characters who like shouldn't be there. Mommy is very close to the witch who killed her, which is horrifying. But she is. Bebe, she's very close to that one. Sayaka's there. And at the end, I can't remember most of it because it really has been a while since I've seen it. But at the end of it, Homura remembers that Monica does exist. And she's like, why don't y'all know that Monica exists? Sayaka is Monica's right-hand man. Because Sayaka wasn't reincarnated. I don't know if you remember that in the ending. Mm-hmm. But, like, she wasn't reincarnated with everybody else. She was just there with Monica. So Sayaka is Monica's right-hand man, keeping track of the world, making sure everything goes right. Everybody's kind of in on it in a weird way. But Homura is really like, nah, we gotta save Monica. Monica needs our help. She don't wanna be God. And Homura turns into a witch. She ends up, like, breaking the world and turning herself into a witch anyway, even though witches aren't supposed to exist. And she goes nuts. Monica's like, I better save her. She just turned into a witch. And Homura grabs onto Monica and forces them to become the same person. And Homura becomes the god of the world. And I was like, what did you do?
Oh.
And it got, like, real crazy because she, like, kept Monica's ribbon again. She was the god of the world. She was like, if you're going to be the god, then I'll be the demon of the world. And that's what she did. Monica got pushed back into the world as a civilian. And Sayaka was like, what the heck did you just do? And Homura did this weird thing where she, like, waved her hand and Sayaka couldn't remember anything. And I was like, so this is how we do a new ending, I guess. Why don't we have a Homura, the demon of the world?
Okay.
Yeah. I think that I'm sure that's how it went. If you don't trust me, you probably don't. If I did it wrong, Wikipedia's got your back. Yep. I'm sorry if
she did it wrong. Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. Let me know. I could use some
Tumblr and tell us the right thing.
Yeah, I could use some re-edumacation because it really has been a while and Netflix doesn't have my back. What did you think of the show overall?
Overall, I didn't like it. Okay. I won't lie. But looking at it, thinking of coming at it from a different perspective, I didn't like it, but it was great animation. I loved all the animation when they were battling witches. I think my favorite animation, I love all that, the abstract art that was going on while they were battling. My favorite was when they were with Sayaka. I loved that art when they were fighting.
It was very good. The way that she was like a conductor through it all.
Right.
It really matched with it. You could tell that witches were supposed to match whatever their personality was.
Right.
Sayaka loved concerts, especially orchestral ones, because of What's-His-Face.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was like sad at the same time that what she loved was like what she portrayed in her dying moment.
Right. I like the music too, like you. I guess you have to look at it from a different perspective because you know I didn't like it. But when I look at it, they were a bunch of middle schoolers. So that meant that they were somewhere between 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no one that was grown to help them. They had no one to guide them. She didn't even turn to her mother when things were getting weird.
And I'm sure it got worse with the fact that, like I said, Mommy was the veteran that they knew of. Mommy was in her high school years, probably like a sophomore or something. She might have been a freshman. But she was the oldest of them, and she was the only, like, older person that they had, and she let herself get killed.
Right. So, I mean, and then, you know, and then they got this Cube. So, it's like, Cube is like the dude in the white van leading you to the bad path or something.
Yeah.
So I had to look at it as from a different perspective. It does not make me like it anymore, but, I'd be lying if I didn't say that all the animated fight scenes with the witches were just amazing. And if I could just watch those scenes, I'd probably love it.
Yeah, those are really good.
And I probably love it even more if mommy had lived, or if there were someone that was a little bit older that could guide them. Mm-hmm. But overall, I'm not recommending it, but I'm not saying that anybody else shouldn't watch it. I say you should try it. Everybody has their own taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that it was, again, a good show overall. I really liked it. I really liked Rebellion, too, Netflix. So I like that. So that way I can tell all of you who are listening to watch it. I think it's good. You don't like Magical Girl. You don't like that cutesy, fluffy crap. Then get past the second episode. You know, make it to the third episode and you'll get into the stuff you were looking for. The ending turned into a Calafina song and y'all, I was here for it. It went from this cute, fluffy ending to Magia by Calafina, and I was like, I love this ending.
And yeah, anything that ends with a Calafina song, you know, it does deserve a one-time watch.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, I thought it was good. I think all y'all should watch it. Find Rebellion. Watch that too. I thought it was good. Even though I wasn't too into the Rebellion ending, I will not deny that it was a wonderful piece of work. And I've seen it twice. So I didn't dislike it. I just wasn't too, happy about that ending. I was like, which ending do I choose? Monica's dead or Homer is crazy? So, yeah, that's all we got for Monica. So before we tell you to get out, here's some recommendations we got for you to when you're bored. Anime recommendations. If you're not watching My Hero Academia, Tokyo Ghoul Re, or Attack on Titan season 3 yet, watch it. That's all I got. No.
Okay. And sit down and catch up on D. Gray Man.
Yeah.
And watch Say I Love You.
Yeah. Watch something and cute.
Don't just watch Inuboku. Read the manga.
Read that. Read that. Since I already mentioned it before, watch Do Rah Rah Rah. It's good. It's worth it. The music is great.
The music is great.
It's very, very good. You got any manga recommendations?
Inuboku.
Yeah, watch that.
I know, I already recommended that.
I know, but read it anyway.
And Waiting for Spring. That's mm-hmm. one of the ones I'm already reading. Mm-hmm. And Gangsta. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can recommend a lot to you. I got a stack. You want me to recommend some? Oh, I don't know. If I recommend them all now, then I can't recommend any next episode.
True. So far for me, I gotta say, Kimi ni Todoke, read that. Yeah. It's very cute. It's very sweet. I love it. If you want a shonen, go sit down and read Naruto. I don't know. You can watch Naruto, but if you can't handle fillers like I couldn't after a while, just read it. That's what I gotta say. It's worth it. The art's very nice. Before we go, as I've already said, the ending to Monica Magica, the one that mattered to me, was Magia by Calafina. And the opening is Connect by Clarice.
Are those available on iTunes?
Yeah, Clarice and Magia are available. Not why I say it like that. Connect, oh my goodness, I can't talk. Connect and Magia are available on iTunes.
Okay.
So
check it out.
Check it out, you guys. And, yes. So, we're done now.
Okay.
So, you can find us on... So, you can listen to our Phantom City podcast, because we actually do have more than this. I hope this wasn't a train wreck. On iTunes, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and FandomCity.Simplecast.fm. I hope y'all caught that.
Check out our website, phantomcity.com, for like articles and junk. I write hype articles. Email us at mayor@phantomcity.com. Send us some feedback. Tell us what you thought. Tell me if this was a train wreck. Follow us on our Facebook page, phantomcity.com/@phantomcityresident, and on Twitter. I'm at McFarson, McFarsyn.
I'm at Fandom City Mayor.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Also, don't forget to check out our Tumblr. You can check mine, but it's a bunch of reblogs. I'm at Kat the Leo, K-A-T-T-H-E-L-E-O. I can't spell. Pretty sure those are spaced out. They might not be. It's like a dumb scribble if you ever find it.
My Tumblr is also Phantom City Mayor.
Yeah, check us out, guys. Send us feedback and leave reviews and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We love to hear from you. You know, let me know if I totally butchered that description of rebellion.
You know, let us know what you liked.
Yeah, let us know your recommendations for anime and manga. And don't forget to support your local library. That's literally where you can get half the manga I was talking about.
Right. Or purchase it.
Buy it. Just send money.
to the author, not to us.
Yeah. We'll take your money later.
But not for their work.
No, not for that. For our work. For this hard-working podcast I put together.
Okay. I think she's rambling on.
I am. I'm sorry. Okay. So, thank you for tuning in to Under the Cherry Tree, our first installment. I am your amazing host, Kat, and it was so wonderful talking at you today.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.